From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military officers for conspiracy to hack into Democratic campaign computers during the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein said the defendants hacked Hillary Clinton's campaign accounts, as well as the Democratic National Committee and others. He said they transferred stolen documents to other organizations.
In addition to releasing documents directly to the public, the defendants transferred stolen documents to another organization that is not identified by name in the indictment, and they used that organization as a pass-through to release the documents.
Rosenstein said the Justice Department has no evidence of any Americans having knowing contact with Russian intelligence officers during the campaign. He also said that there is no evidence that the vote tally was swayed by the hacking. Those indictments come just days before President Donald Trump meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday in Helsinki, Finland. In Britain, Trump said he would ask Putin about the allegations, but as Sagar Magani of AP reports, the White House is stressing there was no involvement by Trump campaign staffers.
The president expects Putin to deny it, as he has in the past.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think.
In a written statement, the White House did not condemn Russian actions. It stresses the indictment does not allege any knowing involvement by Trump campaign staffers or that the hacking affected the race's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that he respectfully reinforced border security when he met with Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Friday. Pompeo said that the United States and Mexico are committed to working on trade, security, border, and regional issues, including modernizing the North American Free Trade Agreement.
As America's third largest trading partner, it's important for the United States to have a strong, fair, and reciprocal trade relationship with Mexico. Modernizing NAFTA to support the American worker is a key goal for the Trump administration.
The delegation also met with Mexico's current president, Enrique Peña Nieto, who said he urged the United States to quickly reunite migrant families separated at the border. Peña Nieto said in a statement he called for a permanent alternative that prioritizes the well-being and rights of minors. In a related story, a U.S. judge ordered the U.S. government on Friday to pay the costs of reuniting immigrant parents with their children after they were separated by officials at the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. Judge Dana Sabral said at a hearing in San Diego that it doesn't make any sense for any of the parents who have been separated to pay for anything. The U.S. government is working to reunite around 2,000 children with their parents. Those children were detained and separated as part of U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy to deter what he has said is illegal immigration. At least 128 people were killed in a massive suicide bombing of an election rally in southwestern Pakistan Friday. Among the dead was a candidate for a provincial assembly seat. More than 120 others were injured. The Islamic State's Amaq News Agency claimed that the group was responsible for carrying out the bombing. Friday's deadly attack in the Baluchistan province has fueled security concerns for heightened countrywide election-related activities ahead of the July 25th polls for the National Assembly and four provincial legislatures. The blast occurred just hours after a candidate for the national legislature, Akram Durrani, survived an assassination attempt during an election rally in the northwestern city of Banu. That attack killed four people and injured nearly 40 others. Authorities in Pakistan quickly arrested former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his daughter Maryam shortly after the two landed in the eastern city of Lahore. An anti-corruption court had sentenced Sharif and his daughter in absentia to 10 years and 7 years in prison, respectively, for failing to explain how they acquired expensive properties in London. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.